This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. The first reference to experiential knowledge is found in the opening verses. Peter identifies himself as a servant, or more correctly, a slave of Jesus Christ. In addition, he is an apostle or sent one. He was operating under authority and orders. It's clear in verse 1 that he enjoyed an abundant life in his relationship with Jesus Christ. He wanted the Christians to whom he was writing to realize they too have received a faith as precious as his. Being a Jew, writing to Gentile believers, he emphasizes the impartiality of God in dispensing salvation to all who believe. In verse 2, he indicates he wanted these believers to abundantly experience God's grace and peace in their hearts. How would this happen? Peter makes it clear it would happen through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. The word knowledge here is a full, clear, and precise knowledge. You can study all about God's grace and peace, but until you know experientially Jesus Christ is your Lord, you will not enjoy God's grace and peace in abundance. There has been a significant emphasis on God's grace in recent years. I'm delighted with that. But I wonder if the teaching is often detached from Peter's emphasis that grace flows out of an experiential heart knowledge of Jesus Christ as our Lord. Such experiential heart knowledge involves an understanding of who Jesus Christ is. Surrendering to his lordship over your life and obeying him in all you do as an expression of your love, devotion to him, is essential to experiencing his abundant grace and peace.